You mother your mother, but you a mother now. And that's bittersweet some days, because sometimes standing inside of motherhood reminds you of all the mothering that you didn't receive. Sometimes while showing up, you can hear your 13-year-old self whispering, why does nobody show up for me? So how did you get to be a reflection of what you didn't see? The adult version of everything you would need. Life got us all out here trying to be grown, raising our kids, and still trying to raise the child that lives inside of me. But thank you, God, that we are who we are, not because of, but in spite of. I got a bold voice for the little girl who ain't never had one. And a side eye that says, you got me effed up without ever having to say it, because now I get to make the decision on when I will not use my voice. Instead of abiding by, children are to be seen, not heard. I watch my friends who are now fathers take care of their sons, and I wonder what type of healing has that done for the boy inside of them. I watch my friends who ain't fathers or mothers, but they good people. Seeing the world through the eyes of compassion will have you giving grace to your parents, will have you wondering, how did they manage? I mean, she was just a woman before she was your mother. And if life stripped her of that opportunity, then she was a girl just like you. At times you can hear the tone of your mother's voice inside of how you talk to your children. So I want to say, your mother, but you are mother now. And I know that that is bittersweet some days, because sometimes just standing inside of motherhood reminds you of all the mothering that you did not receive. Welcome back to another episode of Self-Care and Chill with Maui, everybody's favorite relationship podcast. I don't want to toot my own horn, but since it's Mother's Day and I am a mother, okay, the horn will be getting tooted today because I deserve. Happy Mother's Day, everybody. I'm so excited. Today is my New York show. I was so happy to be outside. I got some fresh braids. I got me something to wear. I got a babysitter. Life is truly wonderful. God is so good to me. Get me out of this house with these children and get me on somebody's stage, please, because I have something I would like to say. So it is Mother's Day, and the topic for the day is being a mother, okay? And the complexities of it, how hard it is. I also am going on my book tour in July. And with that, I want to read you something out of my new book before I start the podcast episode, because it just so happens that the beginning of my new book, one of the first things inside of it is about loving yourself, and also about my mom, not to put her on Front Street, but the section, the title of this little excerpt, if you ever read my books, then you know there are tiny little bits of advice on every page. This is called Who Taught You That? And it made me think about it today, because we learn so much from our parents, or lack thereof. But no matter the situation, no matter how you grew up, no matter the relationship that you got with your mom, you can learn something from anybody. Even if you feel like my mom didn't teach me shit, she was never there for me, I learned nothing from her. You learned how to be a mother and everything not to do from all the ways that she did not show up for you. You learned exactly what not to be doing. I'm nothing like her. Well, that's something that she taught you, how not to be. So here we go, y'all. My mother was my first representation of selfless, putting your needs last, making sure everyone around you was taken care of. She became a mother at 19, and she was the oldest daughter. And I'm not even sure if there was a consistent time in her life where she actually enjoyed showing up for herself fully. By the time she could probably afford to, she was a mother of three, who was doing everything on her own. I only knew her to be selfish when it came to the way she coped and escaped the world that gave her responsibilities before she was a mother and before she even knew what it meant to be a woman. As women, many of us are brought up being taught that not only is it our job to nurture and take care of everyone else, but we should be proud when people say things to us like, you're so strong, or how do you manage it all? I grew up taking pride in nurturing and how nurturing I was, how I prioritized everybody's needs and my personal relationships over my life, and how I loved with no limits. I was the reliable friend. I was the responsible daughter and the accommodating lover. But at my root, tucked deep down inside of me, there was an oldest daughter who had learned to anticipate the needs of others, who was afraid of rejection, who wanted to avoid confrontation and just be praised for doing something right. That little girl becomes a woman, who becomes a partner, who becomes a mother, who becomes more to others than to herself. And if she doesn't learn that this is not how it should be, then she will continue to do it forever. For a long time, I was nothing to myself because I was everything to everyone else. And my mother never warned me of the importance of saving some for myself. I'm also unsure if her mother ever warned her either. So how could I even learn to stop giving so much when that's all that I knew? A part of me needed to feel needed. I used to feel like, who would I be if nobody needed me for anything? It was a source of validation and comfort for me being needed by people because it was my identity for so long. But at what expense? When eventually I always end up feeling resentful or feeling taken advantage of or unappreciated. I tied so much of my value into the qualities that I had that benefited others. And maybe a part of me was afraid to be selfish because I knew that it meant I would lose people. The people that you lose when you're making decisions that are best for you are people who did not need to be there in the first place, if you ask me. So what will be left of yourself when you decide to put yourself first and implement healthy boundaries? Who will you be when you stop saying yes out of obligation and start listening to what your heart really wants to do? Come into your power and walk into who you truly are, not the expectations of who others think you have to be or how you think you need to show up. Unlearning is the commitment of questioning everything that you think you know and seeing it for yourself. I may be my mother's daughter, but I'm not her experiences. And I had to see that for myself. Thank you, everybody, for sitting here listening to that with me. Yes. So when I always think about self-love, when I think about healing, damn, ain't nobody teaches this. Ain't one of the most important things that we will need when it comes to making the decisions in our life, when trusting ourselves, when it comes to trusting our intuition and trusting that we know best for ourselves, not doubting ourselves and being brave and being like confident. Self-love and just self-belief is so important, yet it's no classes for it. What the hell? I needed that way more than I needed the mean, median, and mode. I needed that more than I learned how to use a fraction, need a fraction. How can I love myself even in moments where I feel unlovable? How can I consistently, or at least half of the damn time, do what's best for me even when the wrong thing is what seems more beneficial? Or it seems what's more appealing at the time? How can I trust myself? Girl, why I'm about to cry? I don't freaking know. I better not be pregnant. Why the hormones acting like that today? Oh, my period about to come on soon. I'm about to say, not me being emotional, but like, yeah. Nobody teaches us how to love ourselves. Give yourself some grace. You had a baby young? Give yourself some grace. You was in a relationship that you shouldn't have been in too long. Give yourself some grace. And this shit not even, I wanted to not curse today. This not even for people who are just mothers. This is for just being a woman. Because let me tell you something. Pushing out a baby, you don't always make you a mother. It's people with kids and they not mothers. It's people with no kids that have mothered a bunch of people. They have mothered their nieces and nephews, their sisters. It's some people that got kids and ain't never going to be a mother or never understand what it takes to put somebody before yourself and take care of something like it's delicate and nurture it. Okay? When I think about the decisions that we make throughout, nobody taught me this. And what made me really just look at my mom differently is nobody, and it's not to make excuses for the decisions that my mom was making. Because this generation is fortunate to have more resources when it comes to therapy, my mom was in and out of group homes and stuff like that. Nobody sent that girl to therapy. She started smoking cigarettes at 13. After all the trauma that she went through, this is a 13-year-old smoking cigarettes in and out of group homes. Parents just divorced. Mom get sucked into crack during the 80s. Your whole life has changed. Ain't nobody sent this girl to therapy. Grace is that I understand. Okay? And it also just, when I stop focusing on less of who my mom could not be who she is not, how she doesn't meet my expectations, but focusing on how she got there in the first place, on her journey of traveling just to motherhood, I think about it like this. My mom had 3 kids before she was old enough to drink. 2 kids before she was old enough to drink. Her innocence was taken before she was even able old enough to get an ID. You were in a group home having to fend for yourself before you even graduated high school. She never even got a chance to experience womanhood. I would never be able to walk or last a day in my mom's shoes. I would never be able to walk a mile in her shoes. Because it was a painful life that she lived and experienced. I would never want to. I would never want to trade shoes with her. It's so many things that like I went through emotionally in the last year where, I don't know if I talked about this, but I think I did one episode like about doing ancestry and finding my dad, and just that took a lot of forgiveness when it came to my mom, because it just gave me so much insight on the stuff that she was doing at that age when she got pregnant with me. And it just made me feel like, damn, like, girl, nobody was watching you. Like, where was everybody at? Like, because I couldn't, when you have children or when you've been in those positions, like, as just being a child, you'd be like, my mom would have never, how the freak, your mom ain't call you in 3 days and don't know.
Summer's here, and Nordstrom has everything you need for your best dress season ever. From beach days and weddings to weekend getaways and your everyday wardrobe, discover stylish options under $100 from tons of your favorite brands like Mango, Skims, Princess Polly, and Madewell. It's easy, too, with free shipping and free returns, in-store order pickup, and more. Shop today in stores, online at Nordstrom.com, or download the Nordstrom app.
Where are you at? My mom would have been somewhere running the streets about to beat my ass looking for me. So those situations just made me look at my mom in a completely different experience. And then when I look at, I mean, at the end of the day, my mom was not being raised because her mom was in her addiction. But my grandmom, her mom died when she was 2 years old. She was getting raised by siblings that was all having their own lives and everybody's doing their own thing. Everybody was probably too busy for her. She had her grandmother taking care of her and her dad, but it was 8 siblings. And then they started having kids. And this is who my mom got all her tools from. Like, everything that she knew about being a mom, this is who she got it from. And I'm sure, like, before my grandma got in her addiction, how she was mothering was probably different. But when you go through something like that, everything changes. And just James Baldwin got this quote, everybody that you're looking at is also you. That's why I really like, I ain't judging nobody, because everybody is going through something and they've experienced something in their life that I don't know nothing about. What I can judge you for is how you treat people. Okay? What you do with what you've experienced and how you show up in this world. I ain't going to judge you for what you've been through. I ain't going to judge you for your shortcomings, but how you wake up every day and show up in this world and show and treat people, I will absolutely judge you for that. If you nasty, if you mean, if you disrespectful, if you selfish, if you a victim and you blame everybody and you can't take accountability and you're rude, all of these different things, disrespectful, I can judge you for all of those things. But damn, like, I understand that some people, like, this is why they couldn't get it right. Look what they had to go through. But also understanding, like, we get a choice of how we going to show up in this world and what we going to do with what we've been through. What we going to do? Because we can't change it. We can't go back and change it. We don't get another life. And then even when I was going through the situation with my dad and just going through, just being depressed and like crying every day and being sad and just feeling like I should have deserved better. It made me feel like I was also in a position of having to parent myself again. Like, why am I taking the steps to find out who my dad was? I didn't fucking ask to be here. Like, why am I swabbing people and sending my DNA to Ancestry? Like, why do I have to parent myself again? Where the fuck are the parents at? Like, that's how I was feeling every day. Like, and I... think about what I was journaling at the time. And that's like similar to what I was journaling. I'm like, when the freak do I just get to be a kid? Like, why do I always have to be the responsible, not responsible child, but just the responsible person in the room? Because some days I want to stay in a child's place. Some days I just want to be a kid. Like, nobody calling you with their problems. Nobody asking you to borrow no money. Nobody sitting on the phone venting with you all. Adults. Adults that are supposed to be watching and protecting you are giving you, are making you the responsible person and the adult. And I thank God that I'm in the position to be able to be the responsible one and not the irresponsible one that's on the other line. But some days that weight is a lot to carry. And tucked inside of that weight sometimes, some days is a lot of sadness. That you know that the person on the other line is calling you with this, you can never call them for it. Or that they will never be able to show up for you in the ways or the capacities that you are showing up for them right now. You would never get that. And everybody calls you for every goddamn thing. That is a lot of sadness inside of that. So when I think about what it takes to be a mother, I'm also the oldest daughter. When I think about what it takes to be a sister, damn, and when I think about even growing up being a big sister, man, my sister was like my baby. I'd be doing her hair the night before, like trying to get her ready for school, opening canned goods, trying to make a dinner for my sister and my brother, trying to make sure that they eat. Like, I'm 12. What am I supposed to be doing? I'm 12 years old. Like, this is, what the freak? I didn't sign up for this. It's just a lot. A lot of mothering that we do as women, even before we have children. And it's crazy because the poem that I just wrote the other day, I had about me and my man. It said we had experience with kids before we ever had children. I have years worth of experience with being an older sister. The way you might show up, you might not even be a mom, but the way you show up for your girlfriends, the way you show up for other people, the way you take care of them. You have mothered and you have nurtured. You have taken care of. You know what it's like to take care of something. And to the people who are listening today, who are battling with mother wounds, battling with the fact that they lost their mother, or you finally accepted that, you know what? My mom ain't never going to be who I need her to be, and I got to love her from a distance. And that's just going to be, and you mourn and having to mourn that, having to mourn the fact that, you know what? In this lifetime, I may never get to experience a mother-daughter relationship. I'm sending y'all all love. I'm sending y'all all just virtual arms to wrap around you. Because I can't imagine the pain of that type of loss or that type of absence. And how hurtful it is and how, like, especially... Whether you have lost your mom physically or just in a spiritual form, like whereas though like she may not have passed away. In both instances, there is grieving that has to take place, and grieving can last forever. You just learn how to wake up and just deal with it some days that I got to keep on pushing and I got to continue to live for this person. Or I also have to continue to live my life because maybe you have your own family or you have your own things and you know that that's what they would want. If your mom isn't here, it's easy to say, well, she will want you to be a mom and she will want you to be a parent. She will want you to live your life. As a person who has experienced losing people, that sounds nice to hear, but don't nothing feel better than accomplishing this stuff with that person by my side. And me knowing for a certainty that they've seen it for themselves. So when we think about telling people how they feel when they've lost somebody, think about being quiet and minding your business. And just say, I'm praying for you. I'm here if you need me. I can't imagine. All of that, your mom is watching over you and she's so happy for you right now. It sounds good sometimes, but it doesn't fill that void. When I think about losing my friend, when I think about losing my girlfriend, I think of all of that, she watching over you. I want her to be in this room picking up my son. I want her to see my son for herself. I want to call her and laugh. So all of the, she right there. That shit don't really work some days. There's so many times where I look at my son and I think, like, because how much she loved kids, that and she had no children, but she was a mother. She has nurtured and she has loved and she has poured into. She was a mom, okay? She was a mother, M-U-V-A. Man, she would probably be calling me every day to talk to my son. And he don't even know how to talk yet. Be on there talking to a baby talking baby. Be very gentle and delicate with how you show up for the people who are grieving this today. Be considerate. Be compassionate. And just be present. Sometimes we don't got to have the right perfect things to say. Sometimes nothing feels better than just knowing that, you know what, I'm here for you. In whatever capacity you need me to be, or whatever that looks like. Or just asking your friend, I want to be there for you if you need me. Let me know what you need. Let me know, how can I show up for you today? Because I want to be there for you. Ain't nothing wrong with just flat out asking and letting that person tell you how they want you to be. It might be like, just come over, watch some TV with me. Who knows? Damn, this was a heavy ass episode. Listen here. We started off good. I done dropped a couple tears over here. We was chilling and relaxing, and then I got all deep and stuff. Y'all probably self-care Sunday. My bad. Shit. I'm that family member at Thanksgiving that gotta start talking about something deep and then ruin the whole Thanksgiving. Everybody taking shots and stuff like that. I want to talk about oppression. We was over here chilling, minding our business. And then I just did that. I'm actually kind of embarrassed. Y'all needed it, though. I don't want to laugh today. Today ain't a laughing day. Damn. Do y'all got to laugh every day? I do. I'm not going to hold you. I got to laugh to keep from crying. I'm sending everybody love today. Not even gonna hold you. I'm gonna keep this episode nice and short and sweet. So maybe that anybody that's tuning in could just listen to this first thing in the morning and get their day started. I challenge you to, if you do have a mom or a grandma that you're able to talk to today, that you just talk to them in the lens of, I see you. And let me tell you something. I see you for who you truly are, not who I want you to be. I see you for all that you've experienced and went through, not for who I want you to be. I wrote my mom a letter last year about, like, just thanking her for everything she tried to do. And she ain't get it. She ain't get everything right. She ain't get everything right. But I also understand, like, damn, this was a little girl that was raising kids. Out here running the streets. That's why you had three kids by the age. My mom be saying, you had your kids so old. Girl, I had my kids normal age. It was you that was 22 with three kids. Like, my mom always saying, like, you, that's why your back hurt, because you had your kids so old. Girl, you young mother, if you don't be quiet. Listen here, young mother. That's not what happened. Okay? I'm sending everybody to love today. I hope everybody have a good day, a blessed Mother's Day. If you in New York, pull up on me. Pull up for our Mother's Day show today. That's a good time. You and your girlfriends, you and your friends. Come enjoy yourself. Nonetheless, happy Mother's Day, y'all, and I hope you have a good day.